We're in Siman Tov Tzadi Hey, Sif Dalid. The Rama says, Mutar l'hacham yom tov rishon l'sheni b'shnei yomim tovim shel galyos. You're allowed to do hachana from the first day of Yontif until the second day of Yontif. But what is this talking about? The Mishnah Berurah explains. It's talking about if you have this fruit, the thing that we're talking about that you had set aside, that you don't have to do a maisa on in order to make it not muksa. Rather, we said that b'amira ba'alma. Havi Achana, that you're allowed to just say, this is what I'm planning on using. So you're allowed to do that on the first day of Yontif. You're allowed to say, I'm going to use this stuff on the second day of Yontif to make it un-muksa. Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Achanam from one day to the other when there's a Maisa involved, like bringing something upstairs or cooking for the next day, etc. That's where you have an issue of Achana. But in terms of this, of something which only requires an Amira to make un-muksa, so you'd be allowed to do that from the first day of Yontif to the second day of Yontif. Siman Tov Tzadi Vav. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galyos, Sif Aleph, B'Galyos, She'osin Shnei Yom Tov Misafei, Kol Mash Aser B'Rishon, Aser B'Sheni, U'Menadin, L'Misha Mezalzel Bo. So, in the outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there are 2 days of Yontif due to a Safek, anything which is Aser on the first day is Aser on the second day, and someone who's Mezalzel B'Mezid, says the Mishnah Berurah, someone who actively, intentionally is Mezalzel in it and says, oh, this second day is nothing, it's not really Yontif, so then we put that person in Nidui. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though nowadays we are Bekiyan in the calculation of the month, and we know which is the real day of Yontif and which isn't. Still, the Chachamim were Choshish that maybe because we travel so much and there's always some type of nation who's trying to destroy us, etc., so maybe we would forget about the proper calculation. We wouldn't know which month is Chasar and which month is Maleh, and we'd end up eating Chametz on Pesach, and therefore they established that in Chutz La'aretz you should always have 2 days of Yontif just in case we forget the calculation. The Achronim write that even if someone was Mechala the second day of Yontif through a non-Jew or something like that, that's still considered to be Mezalzel in it, and you're not allowed to do so. It turns out from the Poskim that Yontov Sheni is actually more Chomer than Yontov Rishon, because Yontov Rishon, we don't put someone in Nidui if they violate, unless they violated Doraisa, but on a Dorabanan we wouldn't, we would just give him Makas Mardus. Yet on the second day of Yontif, we are more Machmer, we put him in Nidui even for a Dorabanan. The reason is because Yontov Sheni, the entire thing is only Midorabanan, and therefore we're more machmir on it. There are some poskim who disagree and say there's no difference between Yontov Rishon and Yontov Sheni. Rather, it just depends on what the Dayanim think, whether they should be menadahim or not. A couple of interesting halachas when it comes to Yontov Sheni, even by Chag HaShavuos, which is always going to be 50 days after Pesach, there's going to be a second day of Yontif. Chazal established a second day of Yontif. The Chasam Sofer says that even though there's no suffix involved, still in order to, as a low plug from the different days of from the different Yom Tovim, we establish that there's a second day of Yontif even by Shavuos. Nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's only b'Torah suffix. And therefore, if there's another suffix, such as if something is muksa or not, then we can call it a svek sveka. But the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Tzadi Zayin says that there's some who disagree with this Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, and say that since nowadays we know, and yet we're still doing it, it's b'toras v'adai, and therefore you wouldn't have a svek sveka. What about in the future when we build the Beis HaMikdash? Will there be a second day of Yontif for the places outside of Eretz Yisrael? So Minchas Chinuch says yes. And so does some software. But Rabbi Yashav says nowadays, where we have phones and cars and planes, there's never going to be a place that's not going to find out about when they were Mekadesh HaChodesh, and therefore there would be no second day of Yontif in the future. Why is it that we don't have Yom Tov Sheni, we only have it in Chutz La'aretz and not in Eretz Yisrael? Weren't there places in Eretz Yisrael that they also wouldn't reach? So the Ritva says that we go after the Rove, and since Rove of Eretz Yisrael would find out from the messengers, so therefore Rove of all of Eretz Yisrael only has to keep 1 day. But a Chutz La'aretz or Rove of Chutz La'aretz, it wouldn't reach, so therefore everyone has to keep 2 days. The Rambam disagrees and says that even in Eretz Yisrael, the places which the messengers would not reach would have to keep a second day of Yontif. And this is what the Shuvas Maritz Alon says, and the Shuvas Shelas Yavetz also says. And therefore, you would have to keep 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael in certain places. Chazanish actually writes that even according to the Rambam, you can be Mekel in the places that are Suffolk in Eretz Yisrael, and you only have to keep 1 day. So why is it the Minog in Eretz Yisrael seems to be Mekel like the Ritva and only keep 1 day everywhere in Eretz Yisrael? So the Chazanish says, because on Dinah Derabanan we go according to the Mekel, and also, even the places that were only established later on, could be that in that time when they were Mekadesh al-Pi'ariya, that the messengers really would have reached it. Just then, there were no messengers that were going to those places because those places didn't exist. But if there would have been messengers, if the places would have existed at the time, that messengers would have got there. So it's not fair to say that new towns would have to keep 2 days. However, the Chazon Ish himself was Machmir in Bnei Brak and didn't do Malachos Doraisas on the second day of Yontif, but he didn't want to publicize it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazon Ish was Machmir even on Isuri Derabanan HaChamurim, like Hotzah and things like that. But once Bnei Brak started to be built up, etc., they say that the Chazon Ish changed his mind and said that he really can be Mekel. The Brisker Rav was Machmir on himself even in Yerushalayim to not eat chametz. On the second day of Yontif, but he also didn't want to publicize this. And the reason he was Machmir was because he felt that the Yishuv HaYehudi during the time of the Beis HaMikdash was on the southern part of the Beis HaMikdash, and not on the northern part, which it is now, and therefore the New Yerushalayim is not considered to be one city, and therefore you would have to keep 2 days. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that since the Brisker Rav lived close to the Makom HaMikdash, it's hard to say that the messengers wouldn't be able to reach there, but that's what the Brisker Rav did. He would keep 2 days. What about in Eilat? There's a discussion whether that's considered to be Eretz Yisrael for the second day of Yontif. So Rav Chaim Michal Tukhachinsky says that it is considered to be Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky says in the name of Chazon Ish that Eilat is actually has the status of Chutz La'aretz, and that's what others say as well. So when we consult a posek, if they're going to Eilat, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should only keep 1 day in Eilat. Some say he changed his mind. So once you consult a posek, if you're going to Eilat for Yom Tif or try and avoid going to Eilat for Yom Tif, but if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Eilat for Yom Tif, so then most people say that for sure you'd only have to keep 1 day, especially if everyone there is only keeping 1 day. You wouldn't have to keep 2 days. But if you're coming from Chutz La'aretz and you would normally keep 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a shaila what to do if you're going to Eilat.